Daniel Elbrink at sea, 5 minutes. Sailing trades make use of winds. One forms a triangle from Europe to Charleston in South Carolina, up along the coast to New York and back to Europe. Believe me, when I say that staying at a hotel in Charleston and write to brokers about freights, bills, insurances, about sailing conditions and illnesses has its drawbacks. But it is wise sometimes to be on the spot ahead of time. When I was in New Orleans in January, I wrote to Mr. Captain O'Sunder. In my copybook, the letter is still to be found. Let me read it to you. I am uncertain if the ship is insured for this kind of trips, so I beg Mr. Captain to be extra cautious. In case Mr. Captain will arrive at night, you will find a flashing light from the other side of the harbor, visible at a distance of 8 English miles. Notice that on the west side of the harbor there is a lime works with a strong light, so as not to mix the two. The sea approach of the harbor is not difficult. Keep one or two cable lengths close to the fort, which is on the eastern side of the entrance. Further in, keep to the western shoreline. The harbor is further in. You learn from mistakes. The 1st of March in 1851, we will lose the ship Elrica in the harbor of Charleston. Captain Wallstrom had bought and loaded the ship with 500 bales of cotton and 3 barrels of rice. The bales are probably damp and are packed, tied together so they spontaneously ignite. The fire cannot be stopped, so the captain has to let go of the mooring and send Ulrika in the roads, not to harm other ships. When I wrote about the outbreak of cholera, my mother misinterpreted the message. Salty water had diluted the ink, so she read Charleston when I had written Karlskrona. You may think that dangerous things happened not at home but far away. However, New Orleans is a very rough port with criminals and illnesses. My experience is that Havana is nicer. From Matanzas, March 9, 1823. Messieurs Morales, Havana. Your letter of yesterday has reached me in this morning, and I expect your proposition to arrange for the cargo to be sold where the best advantage is offered, either in London or Hamburg. The Marie, the ship, was sooner in order than I expected and commenced it to load already yesterday, and if the weather continues good, she may be finished on Tuesday. The fear for the cholera, by which she might be deprived of the clean bill of health, makes it an object to delay departure. Best regards, D. Elbrink. If you don't have clear papers that the crew is well, you are not allowed to sail on. There are so many things to learn when traveling. A few weeks later, I wrote, I left Cuba on the March 21 and arrived happily here after 8 days on board of a Spanish ship, where I had to sleep on coffee bags, which caused a terrible heat. Luckily, I had 3 winds on board, which made the trip less tedious. But this is over, and the generous American steamships will from now on be my vehicle up the Mississippi muddy water. Now, another 11 years are gone. It is 1846. Soon I and Marlena will get married, but first it has to be announced in church 3 times. On Sunday, it will be the first time. Then comes the unfortunate 2nd time, and my life cannot be spared. In great haste, a spacious crypt is being built that includes all relatives to be buried. It looks almost like our pavilion in the park. In sickness and in health, until death Dazzo's part. Characterize our life together. In 50 years later, my Lena will be placed by my side. Listen to what Lena has to say about her dramatic life.